a Wisconsin man eats his 30,000th Big Mac hamburger and breaks the world record. A retired Wisconsin prison guard has eaten his 30,000th Big Mac nearly 46 years after eating his first. So this is the guy, the same guy that we've heard about for years, where he has like a Big Mac almost every day. This is the same dude. WBAY-TV reports that 64-year-old Don Gorski of Fond du Lac recorded the milestone at a local McDonald's on Friday. Gorski says he's eaten at least one Big Mac almost every day since May 17, 1972. He has kept most of the boxes or receipts, or has made specific notes and calendars that he's kept. Guinness World Records has recognized Gorski for the most Big Macs consumed since 2016, when his tally was 28,788. Gorski says that he has eaten so many because he just loves hamburgers, and he says his cholesterol and blood pressure are normal. Of course they are. Of course. I don't eat Big Macs every day, and I have high blood pressure. What are you talking about here? So now, Esmeralda, you have a connection to this gentleman.
Right. So Brandmeier, of course, talked to him.
Yes.
Because one, he's from Fond du Lac,
right?
So he did talk to him. We got him at 23,000 Big Macs.
7,000 Big Macs ago.
Yeah.
since the last time he was on Brandmeier, or at least when you were working with Brandmeier,
right? He may have talked to him again. Who knows?
Yeah, he's had 7,000 Big Macs since then.
Yeah.
That's just insane. Why? Not that I dislike a Big Mac, because I like Big Macs. I haven't had a Big Mac in years, but I like them. I think they're tasty. But like, let's keep most of the boxes.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Maybe
take a picture.
Well, maybe back in the '70s,
or you maybe know, when they change.
Yeah, the boxes, because does he have the old school styrofoam one still? I bet.
Yeah, he probably does.
Yeah,
I would think just keep one, and then grab another when you see it change. And
yeah, when they change the packaging.
Because how are you storing those?
No, it can't be sanitary, right? I mean,
well, you could clean them out, I guess.
But they're like the paper ones.
Yeah, you could wipe it out.
Yeah, I don't know. I just wouldn't do that. So that's 30,000 Big Macs that this guy has had.
I wonder if he does he travel?
It doesn't sound like
it. To other ones?
Maybe around the world, like when he, because I stopped at McDonald's when we were in Dublin. You know why, Esmeralda?
Why is that?
Because they had different burgers, a promotion, different burgers from different parts of the United States. That was like their promotion, and they had a Chicago burger, so I had to try it because we were walking, but we clearly weren't going to go to McDonald's. I'm not going to go to Dublin, and instead of going to a pub and having good pub food and some Guinness, we go to McDonald's. I'm not going to do that. But when you see in the window, Esmeralda,
I was going to say, but you did.
No, I know, but when you see in the window that they're offering a Chicago burger, you have to try it. So I go in, and it was I don't know how they figured out that this was a Chicago burger. It was just basically, it was like a cheeseburger with grilled onions and barbecue sauce. And then they said, that's the Chicago burger. And I took a couple of bites of it. I mean, it was fine. It was whatever. But I went back up and I was like, this is not representative of the city that I live in. I just want
you
to know that.
Who can I speak to?
I need to speak to Mr. McDonald right now.
They're looking at you like, yeah, whatever. Get out of here. No one cares.
So that's the only, I went in there to try that. That's the only reason I stopped into the McDonald's. I was like, oh, I can't not try the Chicago burger while I'm in Dublin. And it had nothing to do with Chicago whatsoever.
Yeah, I would be curious if he travels and if there is any differences.
In the taste?
Yeah, amongst even states.
Sure.
West Coast, East Coast.
Yeah. Yeah. 30,000 Big Macs. He's had to have more than just eating them in Fond du Lac. He's had to have gone other places to eat 30,000 Big Macs.
He's gone to Madison.
Yeah.
He's been...
Made a trip all the way to Milwaukee one time. So...
Goes to Sheboygan.
Yep.
gets his Big Macs.
I can't confirm if he travels, but he does freeze a couple in case it snows and he's not able to reach the
restaurant.
No.
What?
No.
How do you defrost? Not how do you defrost it, but like what do you... Wouldn't the bun be just really soggy?
It'd be disgusting. I don't even want to think about that. He freezes them in case there's snow. Well, it snows quite a bit in Fond du Lac, so you know you got to prepare, right, Esmeralda?
Right.
Apparently, according to this, over the last and this was let's see here, is this the current article or not? Yes. So he has not had in the last 46 years. He has not had a Big Mac on only 8 days.
Jeez. It's just ridiculous. Okay, we have to break. Let's take a break. Our good man, Don Gorski. Doesn't he sound like a guy from Wisconsin? Just the name? Don Gorski.
He looks it, too.
Former prison guard.
In the pictures I've seen. It's like, yep. Yeah.
Don Gorski, everybody.
This good old guy, Wisconsinite.
He's from Wisconsin. He, of course, has had 30,000 Big Macs. We're going to talk about weird and crazy food-related world records, just like that one. But we have to take a break here first. Two for Tuesday continues with the incredibly sexy Leo Sayer. What's the name of the album? Endless Flight?
Yep. Esmeralda, does it feel like he's singing that song to you?
Always. I go, yes, Leo?
If people out there, if you want to see the incredibly sexy Leo Sayer, just Google Leo Sayer, Endless Flight, and look at that album cover and be mesmerized.
Are you in love with any other Leos? Because we know two.
Well, DiCaprio, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, you like the Leos then?
I was going to say, Leo Sayer is not a bad-looking dude when he was younger.
Oh,
okay.
I mean, the clothing is one thing, though, and the hair, perhaps. Because that picture of him on the cover of that album is ridiculous.
Yeah, that one's a bit much.
Yeah.
But there's other covers. He has nice eyes.
Okay. Wow. Esmeralda's in love with Leo Sayer.
Well, young Leo Sayer.
Like 70s Leo Sayer.
Now, not so much. I'm out.
You're out now. Well, he's got to be about 70 years old anyway, right?
Probably.
Got to be. Because he was popular in the 70s. And that
but,
was,
you know, there's older guys who look good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he didn't age too well.
No? Leo Sayer? Poor Leo Sayer. Now he's just going to have to live in the past.
By the way, I look up Google Images and, what's his name from The Social Network?
Jesse Eisenberg?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's come up. So he could play Leo Sayer.
I guess he could play Leo Sayer. Yeah,
that
makes
sense. In the
movie. No, it totally makes sense. It actually does make sense.
In the Leo Sayer story.
That would be better casting than when he played Lex Luthor.
Right.
God. Okay. So in honor of Mr. Gorski, who enjoyed his 30,000th Big Mac, well, he's beyond that now. He's got to be, right? Because, I mean, this story posted when? A couple of days ago? So he's probably had at least two more.
Yes, and speaking of that, by the way, the texters who are calling in and being like, that's impossible, that'd be two Macs a day, that is about what he averages.
He averages two Big Macs a day?
Yep.
Because you can't just eat one.
No, of course not.
He probably goes there and he's like, I need two, please.
That's like Vince Moranto and his McRibs. When the McRibs are up, he has at least two a day. And he takes pictures of all of them and posts them on his Facebook page. But at least he doesn't keep the package.
Right. And those are limited.
It's limited time. Yeah.
Big Macs are there forever.
That's right. Jack Osborne was very, very excited about the McRib. All right. So, food world records. That's what we're talking about. Here are some of them. The largest pizza dough spun in 2 minutes. Tony Gemgiani of the U.S. set the record in 2006 with a 33-inch wide pizza base that he spun for 2 minutes. That's big. That's real big. Did he make a pizza with it? How are you going to fit that in the oven?
I'm sure they got big ovens.
Yeah, they probably do have giant ovens that you can stick a giant pizza. Well, they have to, and they make giant pizzas and stuff. I've watched that show with Adam Richman.
Or maybe it was just a grill.
Oh, yeah, it's an outdoor grill or something that they did it on.
Right.
Yeah. That's how they did the pancake. They had like flames. A giant grill. They did like the world's biggest pancake.
They could just do fire over a big metal thing.
Metal plate. So, yeah. Who's the guy who's now on Man vs. Food? I don't know the guy, the new host of Man vs. Food. Not nearly as charming as Adam Richman. I love Adam Richman. He's got a show called like Adam Richman's Off the Map or something, and they're like these secret restaurants that you have to like go through a back door to and stuff. But he's not shoving 5-pound burgers in his face anymore.
I don't understand how they found someone else to do that.
He's a big goofy dude too. I can't.
But I'm just like, didn't you see Adam Richman almost died?
Yeah,
he got pretty sick.
Did you see the difference between season one and season two?
No.
It was like 40 pounds heavier.
Oh, of course. I mean, it's eating ridiculous. Large amounts of food on at least 3 times a month, at least.
Oh, yeah.
Casey Webb is the new
Casey host. Webb. He's not thin either. He's a big dude. Yeah. I used to watch that show just because of Adam Richman. I liked him.
Ugh. It bothered me.
Just watching him jam stuff into his mouth. Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't deal with that. What kind of insurance do they have, I wonder?
It's got to be.
They got to be very expensive to insure.
Yeah. He's a good guy, though. I like him. All right. We have to break, and we'll talk about more food, crazy food-related world records. And by the way, 3 of the 4 of us on this team have set a world record. I just want people to know that. Vic is the only one on the team who is not part of the Guinness World Book of Records.
You might get a record for that.
Right. For most what? Most sad violins?
Yep.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll take a break. The news is coming up next. 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, man, 2 for Tuesday. 1 artist, 2 songs. Doug in Kansas City. Sarah Bareilles? I don't know her. The song is called King of Anything.
She played Mary Magdalene in...
Oh, her! Yeah! Ooh. I like her.
I think she's... I want to say her husband's also a musician. I'll have to Google him. Really good.
You know, I only know her from stage stuff. Evidently, she records pop songs, too. Because I just know her from Broadway. She can sing, man. She's good. I liked her in Jesus Christ Superstar a lot. She had a great voice. I didn't know she was a pop diva. All right, cool. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Our resident to the north, Mr. Gorski, enjoys a good Big Mac every once in a while, like, you know, a couple times a day for 46 years. He has just hit the 30,000th Big Mac that he's consumed, which is a Guinness World Record. And so we are talking about weird, crazy, food-related world records. Okay, Esmeralda, what is the largest commercially available hot dog? What do you think? Commercially available. It wasn't made for like a specific... You can go into the place and actually buy it.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's you know how they make those special giant things?
Right.
But this is, I guess, you can go in, you can buy this hot dog.
Any, like, U.S.?
It's at Gorilla Tango Novelty Meats.
Hmm.
Gorilla Tango Novelty Meats. Gorilla Tango is the name of a theater company.
Novelty?
Yeah, no, I guess... well, I guess if they make weird-sized meats, that's a novelty.
That's true. Makes me think they're not real.
Well, I saw the picture of it. It is real.
Oh, good.
And it's a 7-pound hot dog. So you can go in and get a 7-pound hot dog. Like a big, giant 7-pound hot dog. Problem is, in the picture, there's ketchup on it. So that right there means no.
Throw it away.
Just throw all 7 pounds in the garbage. You just ruined a hot dog. Dan, you know how there are sponsored pages that pop up on your Facebook?
Yes.
And especially if you like something, like if you've liked it, you'll see, you know, you'll get more of it. Like I've already liked the movie Hereditary like 12 times, so I keep getting more pictures and trailers and stories about Hereditary. I've never been more excited about a movie. It comes out a month from today. I mean, I've been more excited about movies, but not this year. I can't wait to see this movie. It's going to scare the hell out of everybody who sees it. I can't wait to see it. Anyway, I guess I liked Ballpark Franks at some point because I get Ballpark Frank ads. And so I was, you know, one of them popped up on my screen and it was Ballpark Franks, eat them. And they had ketchup on them. And so I wrote to Ball, I left a comment in the comment section. You don't put ketchup on a hot dog, Ballpark. Just wanted to let them know.
So wait, and this place is here in Illinois?
No. It doesn't say where it is. I don't think it's in, Gorilla Tango is a theater company here in Chicago, but that's not. I'm sure that they're not into novelty meats. Dan, can you Google Gorilla Tango novelty meats and find out where that we can get that 7-pound hot dog? Send Gorski over there with a Big
Mac.
I think
it's here.
Is it here?
1919 North Milwaukee.
Wait. Hold on a second
now. How do they offer ketchup?
Wait a minute now. That sounds like the... Wait. Gorilla Tango novelty meats.
Maybe they need a side business of novelty meats for the theater.
Doesn't that sound like the address where they do the where Gorilla Tango is? I think that's like in the same neighborhood. They can't be connected, right?
Like I said, maybe wow. They need a side business.
They might be. They're or the big hot dog variety show just happened to choose Gorilla Tango as their space.
Yeah.
By the way, there's a video on the website, and that hot dog looks disgusting.
Does it?
It's just kind of a beige pink color.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Care to take a guess at how much?
How much the hot dog is?
7-pound, 16-inch, 4-inch diameter hot dog is.
7-pound, 16-inch, 4-inch diameter hot dog.
Apparently feeds 40.
It feeds 40?
According to this, 40 servings per dog.
That seems excessive. I wouldn't think that's 40.
I mean, it's 7 pounds.
Yeah, but still.
Plus the bun.
Yeah. All right. 40 people. All right. Well, for 40 people, I don't know, $60.
Higher.
Higher?
Much higher.
120.
Higher.
Higher than $120?
Yep.
150.
Getting closer.
175.
$169.95.
$169.95 for a 7-pound hot dog at Gorilla Tango Novelty Meats.
Currently out of inventory, though.
Oh, sure. Sure, don't tease us like that. All right. I did not realize that was right here locally. You could get a 7-pound hot dog. So, yeah. But Esmeralda doesn't look appetizing.
It did not look good.
Okay. How about this? The highest toast-popping toaster. Who knows why this would be useful in any circumstance, but the toaster designed by Freddie Yawner of the United Kingdom can launch toasted bread 8.6 feet into the air. I think that's pretty cool. Piece of toast goes flying almost 9 feet in the air. You got to catch it. Did you get crumbs all over the place, though?
How far up?
8.6 feet.
Where are you toasting this bread?
I guess it's outdoors.
Wouldn't it just, yeah.
Unless you live in a loft.
Do they have something to catch it? Or do you sear on your own?
I guess you just catch it unless you got like a basket and you're underneath it. I'm sure there's footage of this guy breaking the world record. So, the most ice cream scoops on a single cone. On July 22nd, 2002, an Italian man named Dimitri Pansiera managed to balance, get this, on one cone, Esmeralda, you ready for this? He balanced 71 scoops of ice cream on one cone.
Wow.
71 scoops of ice cream.
Ooh, what kind of cone?
That's a good question. Is it sugar? Or is it like Cock Robin and it's square?
I'm going to go waffle.
Waffle cone? Yeah, big waffle cone,
yeah,
probably,
waffle
right?
Waffle cone.
Yeah,
hold.
That's probably what it is. Let's see. Here's some more. Most bottles opened with teeth. There's a record right there. Most bottles opened with teeth. Morali KC opened 68 bottles with his teeth in 1 minute. 68 bottles with his teeth in 1 minute. Do you think a visit to the dentist happened anytime soon after that? How about the largest serving of fish and chips? How many pounds do you think the largest? Take a guess, Esmeralda. The largest serving of fish and chips. How many pounds?
20.
Oh no, much higher.
50.
Higher.
100.
105 pounds.
Ugh.
The largest serving of fish and chips weighed over 105 pounds as when created in 2012 by a fish and chips restaurant in the UK called Fish and Chips. They got very creative on the name of their restaurant.
I mean,
hey, let's go over.
That's exactly what you want.
Get some fish and chips. Where? Yeah. At Fish and Chips.
So, that's a lot of fish.
Yeah.
And chips.
That is. You know.
I just wonder, how do you hold them?
I don't know.
A big trash can? Like what?
Probably.
What kind of container you got them in?
And you know what the appetizer is? A 7-pound hot dog. That's your appetizer before you.
Ugh.
How about most milkshakes dispensed from someone's nose? I don't even know what that sentence is. That came out of my mouth. I don't even know what the hell that means.
Like when people
drink it,
drink stuff, and then
blow it out of their nose.
Right, shoots out their nose.
Gary Bashaw Jr. from the U.S. swallowed a bunch of milkshake ingredients in 1999 and expelled 1.82 ounces of mixed milkshake from his nose. So he took ice cream and milk and flavorings, put it into his face, and then shot it out mixed out of his nose.
Oh, that has to be so... Ugh.
Almost,
it has to be painful.
It's got to be unbelievable. Talk about brain freeze. Almost 2 ounces of mixed milkshake shot out of this guy's schnoz. Oh, my God. Hey, Esmeralda, did you ever see the... what was the dude's name? His sideshow, freak show, the gym... They toured with Lollapalooza. Dan, do you remember the what the hell's the guy's name? He had Mr. Lifto, and it was a sideshow that I saw it at Lollapalooza. He toured with Lollapalooza for a couple of years. Jim Rose. Jim Rose sideshow. You ever hear of that, Esmeralda?
On The Simpsons.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a real dude. That's a real thing. And he would have these people come out and do all these insane. So Mr. Lifto was pierced everywhere, and he used to lift weights with his pierced penis. That was what Mr. Lifto would do. And he'd lift stuff from his pierced nipples and that kind of... It was real pleasant to watch. But there was a guy called Mr. Stomach or something. Right? Is that what it was? It's like, I know, Stomach-O or Stomach Face. I can't remember what his name was. Mr. Stomach Lips. I don't know. But they would put a funnel in his mouth and pour a bunch of garbage into his mouth. And then he'd regurgitate it back up. And then they would have people come on stage and drink it. Eddie Vedder drank it. Chris Cornell drank it.
Why? What?
I don't know why, but they did. They poured a bunch of stuff down this guy's throat.
How is this even a thing?
It's Jim Rose's freak show.
No, but I mean, they're literally just feeding someone and they're vomiting.
Yeah.
And then someone's eating it.
And then they drink it back up.
How is that a talent?
I don't know.
I could do that.
Well,
anyone could do that. Feed us enough, yeah, we'll vomit.
I don't think with the same kind of precision that Mr. Stomach Man had. And then, you know, Eddie Vedder goes up there and drinks it. The whole place goes, you know. Chris Cornell, they're both up there drinking it. Mr. Stomach Face or whatever.
How do they keep it down?
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean,
I saw it. I've witnessed it. It was something.
When it came back up,
uh-huh.
Was it liquid?
Yeah, it was liquid, and it was he would dispense it into a pint glass and then give it to people.
So they just drank vomit.
Essentially, well, it just was in his stomach for a minute.
Yeah. I find this so hard to believe that Eddie Vedder.
He did. I was there. Eddie Vedder and Chris Cornell both drank out of Mr. Stomach's face or whatever.
And then they didn't proceed to vomit.
No, they didn't. No.
Wow.
Yeah. Proudest moment of Eddie Vedder's career, I would imagine.
Oh, of course.
All right, we got a break here. We got weather, we got traffic, and then more crazy food world records. Doug in Kansas City, Sarah Burrell is cover of Single Ladies. There it is. Two for Tuesday. You made it to Tuesday. Two for Tuesday. 312-981-7200. We're talking text. Send your two for Tuesday requests. One artist, two songs. Skip Skipley's on the way for the final pop-up video before we move on to the new show, the new game, for the record. Okay, Esmeralda, I looked up Stomach Dude.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Matt the Tube Crowley. Whose moniker came from the 7 feet of tubing. I totally forgot about this, that he would swallow. He would swallow 7 feet of tubing. And on the other end of the tube, it was attached to a crude hand pump that Jim Rose himself would fill with a variety of different fluids and pump it into Crowley's stomach and then back out again. And so he never vomited. It would just come back through the tubing. Like, he'd swallow 7 feet of tubing. They'd pour a bunch of crap in it. He'd have a hand pump. And then he would pump it back in, and then he would pump it back out. And then audience members were invited on the stage to drink it.
I'm out.
And it says, audience members were invited on the stage to drink the vial concoction after it had been extricated from Crowley. He would also provide a demonstration of sheer lung power by blowing up a hot water bottle with his mouth until it burst. He would also suck a black condom through his mouth and out of his nose and reverse the procedure. And he would work a long piece of plastic fluorescent cord through his nasal passages in order to floss his nose. Good old-fashioned entertainment, right, Esmeralda?
No joke. Weren't kids trying to do that?
I don't know.
With the condoms up their
yeah,
noses?
Yeah, they were just doing that, these idiots, the condom challenge after the Tide Pod challenge. So, all right. How about the hottest chili on earth? Spicy lovers beware. Smokin' Ed's Carolina Reaper Pepper may just be your match. According to tests conducted by Winthrop University, which measured the compounds responsible for spicy flavors, these peppers measure a whopping 1,569,300 Scoville heat units. And jalapeno peppers only measure between 25 and 5,000 Scoville. So this is 1,569,300. Yeah, I wouldn't. There's no way.
I actually, this past weekend, I was at a friend's house, and someone had brought over those chips. Have you seen them? The one chip.
It's the one chip in the package. Yeah.
Yeah, and they ate them.
Oh God.
I wasn't going to do it, but but I think it has it's a Carolina Reaper.
Yeah,
for that one chip.
It's just one. Yeah, it's just one. It's one chip in a package.
Yes, in a coffin shaped package.
Right, exactly in a coffin shape. That's really going to make you excited.
But yeah, they were freaking out.
I would imagine
drinking milk.
That's what you got to do.
Ugh.
I'm not good with really spicy stuff. I like a nice kick to it. But, I mean, just when it's just heat, there's no, I mean.
Right, when your whole mouth just goes numb.
Yeah, that's not pleasant.
You can't feel life anymore.
Right. I mean, look, if it's hot, but it has flavor, that's good. But if it's just hot for no other purpose than just be really hot and unpleasant, that's right. Not good.
I mean, that one chip thing, that's really just to laugh at people.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you guys all know Joey Chestnut, right? Competitive eater Joey Chestnut.
Mm-hmm.
He also holds many records. He holds the record for most Taco Bell tacos eaten in 10 minutes. How many Taco Bell tacos did you think he ate? These were soft shell, by the way.
Oh.
They were soft tacos.
That is a difference.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 50.
See, it's 32, but that doesn't seem like a lot to me in 10 minutes.
But...
I mean, for a guy like Joey Chestnut. Now, for me, I couldn't eat. There's no possible way I could eat 32 tacos.
I was going to say the soft tortillas, I feel, are more filling.
Yeah, they probably are. And also, they wouldn't be as messy. If you're trying to slam a hard-shell taco in your mouth.
Oh, yeah, that would just crack everywhere. Yeah. This one, you just roll up and... Into your mouth hole.
Right. Shove it right into the tube. Right into Matt Crowley's tube.
Oh, gross.
About the largest bubblegum bubble ever blown. We'll get to that in a minute because I have to break. Dan's reminding me that I actually have a radio show. So we'll take a break, and the news is up next. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Yeah, man, two for Tuesday. That's Bobby Darin. Lou requesting Bobby Darin with Beyond the Sea. Hi, everybody. Welcome. We are live in the Allstate Showcase Studio right here on Michigan Avenue, and there seems to be one pigeon just walking around in front.
He's a big Nick DiGilio fan.
It's just one little pigeon walking around. Pretty soon the cats are going to show up, though.
Oh, boy.
So that pigeon's going to have to leave because, you know, when there's 6,000 cats in Pioneer Court waiting to hear Esmeralda sing, it's going to freak out the pigeon. So, anyway.
Not if he hears my dulcet tones.
That's true. Absolutely true.
It'll be unity.
We are awaiting the arrival of Skip Skipley. He's on the jet. He's on the way. Correct, Dan? Oh.
Yep. Penguins and, yeah.
Okay.
They're on their way, too.
He's okay.
I took that as an answer.
Yeah, hey! Bobby Darin says yes! So pop-up video coming up in a little bit. We've been talking about, by the way, we're here until 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5, and my main man, the king, Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Mary Vandeveld's going to talk about her career at 7:10 this morning because she's getting inducted into the WGN Radio Walk of Fame, which is awesome. So make sure you stay tuned for that. We are talking about world record, food-related world records, and some of them are really weird. And we are also paying tribute to Matt the Tube Crowley this morning. Yay. All right. How about this one, Esmeralda? Most eggs cracked with one hand in 1 minute.
Oh.
Rose McCurdy of the United States cracked 32 eggs with one hand in 1 minute. Wow, that's impressive. That is impressive. I saw somebody do it. Gordon Ramsay has this show called The F Word, which stands for food, not what you're thinking, even though it's Gordon Ramsay. But it, originally, the British version, like most of the TV shows that become Americanized, the British version is much better. Like, the British version of Hell's Kitchen is better. And the British version of The F Word, which I believe is absolutely my favorite Gordon Ramsay show, and he's got 50.
That's because he doesn't yell at people in that one.
Yeah. He doesn't. There's not a whole lot of yelling. And, like, Hell's Kitchen is ridiculous. I mean, I love it. I watch it. And I can't imagine that the people that win still have jobs. Like they still run kitchens of his. I would imagine they got demoted 5 minutes after.
I thought I read somewhere where it's like they usually never actually run the kitchens.
Well, it's because they're inept. You ever watch the show?
Not very good. I'm just like, where do you find these people?
Exactly. Like, what the hell? So anyway, he did the American version of The F Word was on Fox. And he would have somebody come in and try and break records, every food-related records. And somebody did, they challenged both Gordon and his daughter to an egg-cracking contest. But they had to be, there could be no shells in the egg, and the egg and the yolk couldn't be broken. So it was one of those deals.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, that's real tough. That's real
Man,
tough.
I was cracking an egg today, and it... Like, the top just broke off.
Yeah.
And then I tried to crack, like, pry it open, and then some fell in the pan.
Yeah.
It was a mess.
Yeah, it's unreliable, you know? So, it was a two-man team against Gordon and his daughter, and Gordon and his daughter won. They had better-looking eggs. I mean, they had the less, you know, shells and least broken yolks. But I'm assuming that this woman who cracked 32 eggs with one hand in 1 minute had broken yolks. That would be my guess. That probably wasn't part of it. Could you imagine that? One hand, Esmeralda, 32 eggs, all perfect? No.
I mean, sure, it's possible.
I guess.
That'd be amazing.
That would be incredible. It would be more impressive than the Tube Crowley.
I mean, he's just swallowing things and then vomiting them back up.
Well, getting them pulled back out of his stomach.
All right. Well, either way.
Pumped. 312 area code says, We got some text coming in. I would love to hear Mr. Gorski's thoughts on how much the Big Mac has shrunk in size from the 70s to today. I used to be able to cut a Big Mac in half and also a Whopper and get two meals out of them. Yeah, Big Macs used to be bigger. That's absolutely true.
Really?
Yeah.
It's usually the thing is everything was getting bigger, not smaller.
Yeah. No, the Big Macs have shrunk, especially the buns. The buns have gotten less substantial over the years. 708 area code says, Nick, Aurelio's Pizza makes a 32 or 33-inch pizza for takeout, but you have to drive a pickup or a full-size SUV in order to fit it in. The box it comes in is about the size of a large Christmas wreath. That's a lot of pizza right there. Canadian Bill says, the world's largest pierogi is from Cleveland. It weighs 145 pounds. But in 2012, a school in Winnipeg made one weighing 253 pounds. So he's got to bring the Canadian element into it all the time. That's a big,
I mean, that's what he knows.
That's a big pierogi. That's one big pierogi. All right. How about this? The largest iced coffee. The website gourmetgiftbaskets.com set the record for largest iced coffee in 2010 with their 1,500-gallon cup of Java. 1,500 gallons. Wow. I think that's even more than the morning show here consumes.
Just barely.
Just barely. Past. Whenever I visit with the morning show, you know, or in the past, you know, or filled in for Steve, they consume a lot of coffee, man. They you know, there's a lot of coffee consumed on that show.
Oh, anytime I had to work a morning shift,
yeah,
I would be at least three cups of coffee within like an hour.
Yeah. I mean, when I worked, you know, before I gave up caffeine, which will be 15 years, it'd be 15 years that I haven't had caffeine, 15 years. Caffeine and cigarettes on the same day.
Oh, could you imagine having you drink an espresso now?
Oh, no, no, no.
You would just shoot off like
here's
a
something.
Rocket.
Wait, you know, you want to know something really hilarious? I had a pretty wicked cold this past season. And I haven't had any, you know, like medication or anything or cold medication or any of that stuff since I quit boozing. I took one cup shot of that, Robitussin? I took one cup shot of Robitussin, knocked my ass out. You're talking to a guy who could do 15 shots of Jameson in one sitting and be okay. I'm not exaggerating about that either. I'm not exaggerating about that. And now, one little cup of Robitussin knocks me on my ass. It's so weird. If I had an espresso right now, my brain would explode, Esmeralda.
Have you had, do you completely nothing caffeine?
No, none. Nothing.
Like, what about ice cream?
Nah,
like
I'm not a big
espresso ice cream.
No. I barely eat chocolate. I know there's a trace caffeine in chocolate.
Right. What if you had like a coffee chocolate?
No caffeine at all. And what I miss is Dr. Pepper. That's what I miss. Coffee. I used to love coffee and I still love the smell of it and stuff. But it's Dr. Pepper that I miss the most, having no caffeine. Because don't tell me, get the caffeine free. It doesn't taste the same.
Oh, I was going to say, they don't make a caffeine free.
They do, but it doesn't taste the same.
You should work with them.
On what? Developing a caffeine-free Dr. Pepper that tastes like Dr. Pepper?
Yes. I mean, they figured out how to make Diet Dr. Pepper taste good.
Yeah, I've never had the Diet Dr. Pepper.
Well, I hear it tastes good.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But yeah, no, I'm telling you, caffeine would not be good. Because yeah, I'm a shaky guy already, and the caffeine does not help. You know? And, you know, I take medication for my blood pressure, and caffeine's not good for your blood pressure either. So I'm not going to have any caffeine, Esmeralda. If I had an espresso right now, it would be like in Roger Rabbit it would be like in Roger Rabbit when they give him the shot of booze.
Right.
That's exactly what would happen. All right. Hey, speaking of Roger Rabbit, I'm showing used cars tonight. Robert Zemeckis as part of Zemeckis Fest. 8 o'clock tonight. It's only $10 to get in. Get your tickets now. AMCtheaters.com. Get there at 7 at the AMC Rosemont, formerly Movico. Free parking. Used cars, Kurt Russell, my favorite comedy of all time, Toby the Dog. Got to come out and see it on the big screen, 4K. It's going to be awesome. AMCtheaters.com. Reserve your seats now. There you go, man. Two for Tuesday continued. Yeah! That's one artist, two songs. Lou requesting Bobby Darin with Mac the Knife. Yeah. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We will have our last pop-up video contest this morning before we move on to For the Record, the new music quiz game we're going to be playing. Skip Skipley is on the way. He shall be here very, very soon with the jet. Cats are starting to gather in Pioneer Court, and we're all getting ready. Welcome back. It's Tuesday morning, and we're here until 5 o'clock, and we're talking about crazy food record breakers, world records. We were just talking about the dude from Wisconsin, Mr. Gorski, who has enjoyed his 30,000th Big Mac. He has like two a day. That averages like two a day. And so we're talking about other ones. How about this one, Esmeralda? Most cow brains eaten in 15 minutes.
Okay.
Takeru Kobayashi is the Japanese competitive eater that holds numerous world records. In 2002, Fox broadcast the Glutton Bowl, an intense competition sanctioned by the International Federation of Competitive Eating. Contestants had to work their way through various rounds, eating such things as hard-boiled egg, whole sticks of butter, hot dogs, mayonnaise, and cow's brain. Kobayashi took the final cow brain round by eating a third of a pound of them in 15 minutes.
Oh, I couldn't imagine doing sticks of butter.
No, that's, have you seen the viral video of the woman swallowing a whole stick of butter?
Ugh, no.
Oh, my God.
I just so much fat. I would think it would just
it's
not...
making Dan sick. Because Dan
convulsing.
I'm sorry, Dan. I'm really sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Because Dan, by the way, for the record, Dan does not like butter at all on anything. So...
No.
None. Okay. What about mayonnaise? You don't want to eat mayonnaise either. That's disgusting.
It's all... I just imagine all that fat. Ugh. That cannot be good for you.
No, it can't be. It's crazy that these competitive eaters are all tiny. Like that Kobayashi weighs like 80 pounds.
You know, I watched a sports science on that because ESPN broadcast the hot dog...
The contest, yeah, on the 4th.
July 4th.
Yeah.
And so, like, the guy who... shows like, okay, when you know this baseball player hits it at this degree sitting in, you know, it shows the science behind all the common things, and they explain that these guys purposely keep themselves thin because when you're thinner, your stomach has more room to expand.
Right.
So if you're heavier, it'll hit the fat sooner and therefore not be able to expand as far.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Wow. All right, how about this one, Esmeralda? Here's a nice record. Fastest sandwich made using only feet.
Oh, come on. Do they have to put like feet gloves on them?
I don't know. I don't think so.
You know, like those little plastic...
It says Rob Williams set this record in Texas when he made a bologna sandwich with all the trimmings in less than 2 minutes using only his toes. So I would imagine no. I would imagine he's gripping slices of bologna between...
unsanitary.
Yes, it is. not quite as unsanitary as the tube, Crowley.
I mean, that's at least going through a tube.
Yeah. Most grape juice stomped out in 1 minute. That's another one that Gordon Ramsay did. They had somebody come in and stomp grape juice, and they broke the record. So that currently... The person, maybe it was the same person, Martina Servati, stomped out 1.89 gallons of juice from grapes in 1 minute. That's crazy. Almost 2 gallons of juice? Man, that's some stomping. Wow. Most expensive fortune cookie. What? This is the details on this are sparse, and I don't think that's right, because I'm really curious. This was in 2006 in the United Kingdom. A fortune cookie was sold for over $17,000. That's all it says. No other explanation. Why is it $17,000? Why is fortune cookie? Usually they're free.
Is it gilded with gold?
Probably, yeah. You know how they make, we're going to make the most expensive hamburger in the world. I think that's one. I think there's one in here. The most expensive hamburger in the world. Wait a minute. Let me double check here. Let's see. It's got to be here, right?
Yeah.
Oh, here it is. Yeah. The most expensive hamburger ever made was a huge burger crafted by Juicy Foods and Ovation Food Services for Juicy's Outlaw Grill. The restaurant was based in Oregon, and the burger was made on July 2nd, 2011, and it cost $5,000. Again, no ingredients are listed here, but it's a $5,000 hamburger. So, yeah. All right. And then finally, most people husking corn. 3,463 people gathered together in a stadium to husk a corn cob. To husk a corn cob on August 24th, 2012. It's got to be more than one corn cob.
It's a giant corn cob.
A giant corn cob. to go along with the fish and chips.
The size of that stadium.
Oh, man. All right. And then finally, most oysters eaten in 3 minutes. Most oysters eaten in 3 minutes. September 3rd. 2005, this was broken in the United Kingdom. A man named Colin Sherlow ate in 3 minutes, Esmeralda. Guess how many oysters this guy ate in 3 minutes. It's extraordinary.
100.
No, higher.
250.
233 oysters in 3 minutes.
I mean,
that's
pretty
a lot.
Quick to go.
Yeah, but after like...
So
after,
you don't
like,
even chew.
After, like, you know, because you just swallowed it all down. Mm-hmm. After, oh, that's going to end up on the show on Friday.
I feel a lot of this is going.
Yeah, I think a lot of. I think Dan Long's going to have his work cut out for him. So, anyway, those are some crazy food records. We're going to take a break. I understand that the jet has arrived and that Skip Skipley is here, and we shall have another contentious pop-up video, the final pop-up video. All right. News is going to come up after this.